Governor Jay Inslee is ordering a new investigation into the death of a man in the custody of Tacoma police. 33-year-old Manuel Ellis died in March. The Pierce County Medical Examiner ruled the death a homicide, saying Ellis died in part because of a lack of oxygen during restraint. KNKX's Will James has been following this story, including today's development. He joins us now. Will, there was a turn of events today that led the governor to say the state is stepping in.
We all woke up this morning expecting that Pierce County's prosecuting attorney would be meeting with representatives of the sheriff's department to hear the findings of this long-running investigation into Ellis's death. But then we found out that that briefing had been canceled. What happened was the prosecuting attorney, Mary Robinette, said she learned that a sheriff's deputy was on scene on the night that Ellis died, and so to her, that meant that the sheriff's department and the county were no longer in a position to independently review the facts of this case. And then we heard from Governor Jay Inslee, who said that he agreed. He's saying the state will ensure that an independent investigation is done. And he's also apologizing to the family, saying that this will mean that a resolution of this case is going to be farther off.
Have we heard reaction from the family of Manuel Ellis or from activists who have been paying attention to this case today, to this new development?
A group called the Tacoma Action Collective has been leading the charge and supporting the family and calling for a development like this. They've been saying from the beginning that Pierce County is not the right jurisdiction to investigate this death. All of Ellis's supporters and his family supporters are calling this a win.
So, Will, what happens next?
We're waiting to find out who exactly will lead this brand new investigation into Ellis's death. An important caveat here is that Inslee did not say the state would be investigating this. In fact, Inslee says that he's learned a state patrol trooper was briefly on scene the night that Ellis died as well. Inslee is saying the state will ensure a new independent investigation is done, but the state's still determining who's going to do that investigation.
All right, Will, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ed.